This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Speaker, something else that continues to be big news this morning is that Team Hillary, with the leadership of Jill Stein, is challenging the election results. Trump has taken to Twitter to slam this effort as a scam. But Hillary Clinton, she was horrified when Donald Trump, during the election process, even hinted that he might challenge an election if he thought it was rigged. And here she is doing it.
Look, if you were Secretary Clinton and you had spent 42 years of your life from the time you were a student when you worked for Joe Lieberman for state Senate, not U.S. Senate, 42 years, and you twice had thought you were going to be president, and you have to face Bill Clinton, who actually won, and you're going to have to think through, how do I explain that I'm a loser? You'll grasp at any straw. There's no straw too tiny for Hillary Clinton to grasp it. And it's sad. We're watching her live out a psychodrama in public. But the fact is, she lost. She lost decisively. She lost according to the rules of the game. And at some point, she will gradually disappear to write her memoirs or do something else.
You know, Scott, and, you know, to this point, as Mr. Speaker brings it out, is that according to the rules of the game, she lost. And this whole, you know, deal, popular vote scenario, and anything to mute the effectiveness or the potential of this next administration, is disheartening. And I say disheartening only because it's not in the best interest of everybody. I mean, we need Donald Trump and this new administration to have a fair shot at being successful. That's really the opportunity that we have before us, because if Donald Trump is successful, we're all going to benefit from that. I mean, look what happened in the last two administrations. Now, you will argue, and rightfully so, that there was a movement, a counter movement by Republicans against Barack Obama. And Barack Obama, I would say, did not help himself very much either, by telling the leadership of the Republican Party in that fateful meeting that elections have consequences, and pretty much ignored them, and went on to put together a signature program which could have been bipartisan, which could have been a win-win proposition for everybody. I mean, think back when Bill Clinton was successful. When was he most successful? It was when he worked with Newt Gingrich. And he himself realized that he had to move off his idealism and made the announcement, if you remember, to everybody, the era of big government is now dead. He made that announcement. He went on to work with the Republicans, and look at his legacy. In spite of his moral failings, he is still regarded as, an outstanding president. Now, I hesitate to say that, but, because I know it runs the whole gamut, but many people in the political realm would say that that President Bill Clinton had a successful administration. We can argue the rest of it forever, but the point is because they worked together, because there was bipartisanship. And this is the opportunity that the Democrats have, especially in light of how fractured they are and discombobulated. I mean, they're in shock. There's no doubt about it, as they try to right the ship and get some leadership and figure out where they are. And, I have my opinion. I'm sure you do, too, as to where they are. And there is a reason for them being lost right now, because they have unhinged from those critical principles that made the Democratic Party what the Democratic Party is. And they've tried to redefine themselves, and they have allowed some leadership to come in, redefine, and move them harder left. And it's too far. And they're leaving Democrats in the dust that said, you know what? we're going to go along with Trump. That's easy, and that's exactly what happened. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Always good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we continue to talk about those things that matter, that will get our country back on track, that will wise us up as to, you know, what is happening in this country. I think we've gone a long way, but do not think for the moment that our job is over. It is just beginning. And by that, I mean to include not only our involvement. Again, I remind you, this is a government of, for, and by we the people, by its mere definition. And I say mere, it requires our participation. We cannot disengage. Because we disengaged, look at what we've gone through for the last 8 years. Is that what you want? But you want a different definition? You want the Republican version of what went on in the last 8 years? If we don't hold them honest and we don't keep them accountable for the vote and the trust that we gave them, then this is what's going to happen. Because the lull, the power of the elite leadership and what they've been able to do in this country is so overwhelming that it's almost like the law of gravity. They cannot help themselves. They're going to do everything they can, even though Donald Trump is making some positive moves. And, you know, like number one, just saying, look, at K Street's going to have a minimal amount of influence. He wants to say no, but that's impossible. They're going to have some influence, no doubt. But can it be managed and not fully expressed, you know, as it was in this last administration when Barack Obama, you know, clearly said he would not allow any consultant, any K Street policymaker and influencer peddler to come into his administration. No sooner did he say that, you know, they were given the passkey and everything along with that. Well, Tom Harris is with us right now. He is a climate change expert, executive director of the International Climate Science Coalition. Tom, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Oh, pretty good. It's great to hear that you're going to hold his feet to the fire, because that's critical.
Well, we have to. It's not just me, Tom. It's all of us. I mean, we're all in this together. And that's, I think, is the big lesson that we have learned in this last 8 years, if not even the previous decade, is that you cannot allow the vote, you know, the ruling elite to have their way. This is not a government of, for, and by the ruling elite. And that's what it's become. And this is why we have the mess that we have, I think, in large part.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, it's interesting because Canada provided a perfect example of what you should be afraid of with Trump, and that is that he changes his side on important issues like climate change. When Harper was campaigning, actually in Canada, he was against the climate scare. He's a conservative. He'd been a conservative for his whole life. In fact, in a fundraising letter, he said that the UN climate process was, quote, a socialist scheme to suck money out of wealth-producing nations. And yet, when he came into power, he was pressured so much by the media and green activists, people on our side, that said, oh, we don't have to push him. He's on our side. Well, he changed sides, and he ended up wasting billions of dollars, and he continued the climate scare.
Yeah. And so here, as you write, the United Nations is absolutely frantic. You know, we've got President Obama that has been pro this climate science and has been complicit with them. and you know, and they see what's going on, you know, and with Trump, who comes in, and much like you said, what happened in Canada, saying that you know, he has his doubts, and you know, he is not on the side of environmentalists and those that want to promote you know, this this religion, I would say.
Oh yeah. Well, it's interesting because in his interview last week with the New York Times, he sort of pulled back on that. You know, he said, well, you know, we're going to think about it. And he was saying, I have an open mind. Well, he didn't have an open mind during the election about it. Yeah. It was very definitely an opinion that he would stop the climate scare. They would stop wasting money on it. Now he's telling them he has an open mind. So, you know, we better be careful, because otherwise he's going to switch sides. Like, well, in fact, remember, he was a Democrat from 2001 to 2008. Yeah. And if you look at the Clinton Foundation list of donors between 100,000 and 250,000, Donald Trump is one of them. Mm. And the Clinton Foundation's first issue is climate change. So he used to be on the other side of the issue. We better be careful or he'll switch back.
Well, it always concerns me when somebody says an open mind. My old mentor used to say that people with an open mind eventually lose their mind. You know, he says their brains will fall out, you know, and so, you know, Tom, I agree. We need to keep, you know, keep the pressure on. There's other people, you know, I mean, other forces that think, you know, that are going to counter what Donald Trump, you know, is able to do. I mean, after all, I mean, he's a businessman. He knows about negotiating, and he's going to try to negotiate some of this stuff. Whereas before, during, as we know, you know, during the primaries and also during his run for the presidency, he was very hard line. And people,
oh, yeah.
Okay. And now all of a sudden, if there's fluctuation on this, there's going to be a huge problem. And dare I say that it not only will be a huge problem for Donald Trump, but it will be for the Republican Party, because with them having both houses and the Oval Office, and also now be able to control the Supreme Court, if they screw this up, Tom, this is going to be a mess for everybody here in this country, and this is going to allow the Democrats to revive themselves in the midst of their hysteria.
Oh, right. Well, you know, the very first thing we should expect Trump to do is not just pull out of the Paris Agreement. Mm-hmm. You know, that unfortunately requires a 4-year waiting period. You have to give 3 years, have to wait 3 years from when it was came into force, which was November 4th, just passed, mm-hmm. and then the actual withdrawal only happens a year later. So if he went through the normal process to withdraw from the Paris Agreement, we would not see the withdrawal until the very end of his presidency, and that's really not good enough. You know, there's too much opportunity for change in that time period. So what he has to do is get out of the underlying document, which is called the Framework Convention on Climate Change, because it says very specifically in Article 28 of the Paris Agreement that any party that withdraws from the Framework Convention shall be considered as also having withdrawn from this agreement. So, and the interesting thing here is it has similar rules. You have to wait 3 years from the time the Framework Convention was ratified, became law, and then you have to wait a year. Well, the Framework Convention actually came into force in 1994, so the 3 years has already gone by. So, in fact, we can withdraw any time, with withdrawal taking effect 1 year later. So if Trump waits, you know, if the very first thing or one of the first things he does come inauguration day, and right after that, if he says we're getting out of the Framework Convention on Climate Change, then 1 year later you're out of everything, including Paris.
Right. Well, would that be magnificent if that would be the case? I know it would turn some scientists' heads around, but again, we're trying to, you know, relevant to climate, the whole climate science issue, Tom. And I've had this conversation with people on both sides, and I say, look, help me with the facts. Give me the facts. Don't give me something like, you know, the president of the Sierra Club wanted to spout off, you know, in that committee meeting, in that Senate committee meeting, and just talking about how 97% of the scientists agree, and so because they agree, it is fact. And that statement is even false, but yet he wants to carry the day with a false statement.
Oh, yeah. And people have to look at the real data. Maximum temperature in California, 1913. Okay, people have to look at real data to see that, in fact, today's climate change is not unusual.
Well, our conversation with Tom Harris continues, Executive Director of the International Climate Science Coalition. He is a climate change expert. This is Bill Martinez. We're live, looking at 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We the people.
When I used to live in San Diego, there was a family that adopted us for Christmas, and they brought us a whole bunch of presents, and it filled out our Christmas tree.
When I was a kid, I'd always wake my parents up at like 5 o'clock in the morning and go and open presents.
First Christmas at home with my children. It's the first time I've been around a family environment in a long time, so it felt good to have it.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Okay. Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. All our past interviews are there. So if you only caught a portion of an interview, say, I want to hear the rest of it, you can go there. And that you can access and download it for your convenience and to share it with your other friends and neighbors so that they're well enlightened and informed, because that's what Bill Martinez Live is all about. We're here to bring the truth to you as best we know how. And let you decide. You're smart enough to figure it out. I've always maintained that if we were aware of the facts and had the facts guiding our decisions, how much better off would we be? I know Tom Harris would feel the same way. Tom is a climate change expert, executive director of the International Climate Science Coalition. Tom, I really cannot thank you enough for pursuing this on behalf of we the people, because there has been this narrative that has, you know, gone out there, and it's more than a narrative. It has been a rather oppressively controlled, you know, almost religious ideology to tell people that you have to think this way. If you don't think this way, then you're either an idiot or you should be subject to incarceration or being marginalized. I mean, we already have seen this on college campuses where professors are not allowed to play in the reindeer game, so to speak, because they've challenged this science. And some have just said, okay, well, I'm going to go along to get along. I'm not going to be too concerned about it. But the problem with them doing that is that today it's climate science. Tomorrow it's going to be their discipline of preference. And then what are they going to do?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, it's even worse than what you were saying, you know, because we've had two of our scientists get death threats because of publishing papers or allowing papers to be published when they were editors of journals. You know, one of the scientists actually withdrew completely from our group. He advises us in the background, but he said, never bring my name up again in public. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's interesting, Bill. We had a very simple statement, a one-sentence statement. We wanted to see how many scientists we could get to sign it. It was that, you know, humans are not causing dangerous climate change. We don't see any evidence for it, you know, as a result of our carbon dioxide emissions. So we created this thing, and in the space of 3 days, we got 130 experts sign it. But many, many more contact me and say, I agree, but man, I'm not going to put my name on that because of repercussions in my university. So, you know, it has become a scary thing to oppose. And indeed, many people have lost their jobs. And as I say, a couple of our scientists have had death threats. But, you know, Trump has a really good justification for withdrawing from Paris and the Framework Convention. We have to remember that in 1997, the U.S. Senate voted 95-0 against accepting agreements in which the developing world was not held to the similar standards as us. And, you know, that was a Democratic resolution. It was led by the late Senator Robert Byrd, Democrat from West Virginia. And everybody knew that the Kyoto Protocol would not satisfy the Byrd-Hagel resolution, and that's what it was called, since the emission limits only applied to developed countries in the Kyoto Protocol. And, of course, that's why the Clinton administration never submitted Kyoto to the Senate for approval. But, yes. But you see, what most people don't understand is that the same applies to Paris, because, once again, all these UN agreements are based on the Framework Convention. And here's one line in the Framework Convention that applies to all of them that makes you realize that it actually violates the Byrd-Hagel resolution. Mm-hmm. It says, economic and social development and poverty eradication are the first and overriding priorities of the developing countries. So in other words, if you tell them you have to turn off your cheapest form of power, which is coal, mm-hmm. because we want you to reduce greenhouse gases, they're going to say, go fly a kite. We're not going to do that. Our first priority is poverty alleviation and development. So what's going to happen is that, in fact, we're going to see the West restricting greenhouse gas emissions, and the biggest source of greenhouse gas emissions, namely China and India and the developing world, they're going to cite Article 4, which I just read, and they're going to say, no, we don't have to do it.
Well, why should they be deprived? I mean, America, yeah. Just because America is there and now they've determined this, I mean, what are they? Are they in the back room kind of laughing at themselves going, okay,
oh,
well, this
are.
Is...
They yeah. are. In fact, I don't know if you saw, but back in July, the president of the Philippines, who's not the greatest person yeah. to cite, but he's sometimes a little more candid than the rest of them, he said, you are trying to stymie our growth with an agreement. That's stupid. I will not honor that. That's exactly what he said.
Exactly.
And when they cornered the Chinese negotiator in the meetings in Peru, and they said, well, you work to change the framework convention so that it's balanced and fair to all countries, the Chinese negotiator, Su Wei, he said, no, he said, the purpose of the Paris Agreement is to, quote, reinforce and enhance the framework convention, not redraft it. So they're not going to change, and we're going to be stuck with another Kyoto Protocol.
And stuck with these outlandish regulations that are basically self-imposed and so arrogant to think that somehow a small percentage of the world is going to have an incredible effect on riding the ship of this alleged boogeyman of climate change that they've created.
Oh, yeah. And a worse application of all of this is that you're turning off your cheapest form of power, and that is coal. I mean, Florida, for example, gets about almost a quarter of its electricity from coal. And yet coal is very cheap. I mean, in Saudi, you are the Saudi Arabia of coal, the United States. You have enough coal that if you burn it cleanly, you have enough clean, environmentally friendly. And I say that with, you know, because I don't know if you've ever seen when they reclaim land, when they actually have an open pit mine. Oh, I was in Kentucky and I picked up this piece of coal I'm holding right now.
Mm-hmm.
And when they reclaim land, it's in better shape in many cases than it was originally. So yes, you have to take the effort to be environmentally conscious when you use coal, but it's ridiculous to turn it off to supposedly stop climate change sometime in the future, especially when the rest of the world is turning it on.
Well, you know, Tom, the other thing, you know, to your point here, and this is where I say that, I'm not willing to throw the baby out with the bathwater, and I don't want to, you know, turn, all these green experts into, you know, some kind of scary boogeyman or whatever you want to turn them into that invalidates them. I would say that their contribution to climate science, there's been some valid stuff. There's been, you know, some good ideas that have been introduced. But when it becomes all about me and not about us, then that's where the problem and, you know, comes into play and where we cross over. Because I think that whether it's the coal industry or fracking or other issues in terms of developing energy here in the United States, I believe that, you know, what I'm hearing is people have made some responsible moves here and have accommodated, you know, these ideas and still have been able to deliver a quality product to we the people. Am I getting this wrong?
No, I think you're right. We do need to have a variety of energy sources and use each one where it best applies. If you're living in Oregon, for example, you use hydropower because, you know, you have so many waterfall sources up in the mountains, the same with Washington State. If you're in California, typically they're using a lot of nuclear, same thing here in Ontario. Mm-hmm. If you're living in a place that has a lot of easily available natural gas, of course you use that too. But similarly, there are places in Arizona where solar power makes a lot of sense. And wind power, assuming you're not, you know, in a bird lane or something,
mm-hmm.
can make a lot of sense in the plains. But the trouble is, you know, what we're doing is we're basing climate policy, energy policy, on these very hypothetical models of future climate. And it's interesting because if people do a little Google search, they can find that John Christie from the University of Alabama at Huntsville, he gave testimony to the U.S. Congress on February 2nd, actually showing congressmen how the models compare with reality. He went back like 30 years and said, okay, here's what the models forecast. Here's what really happened. And they were totally different.
Mm-hmm.
He said the models are overcooking the Earth by about three times what's really happening. So his point was you don't base billion-dollar decisions on models that don't work. You know, it doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, we need people to continue researching this, of course. It's a very important thing because, I mean, someday we're going to head into the next ice age. We don't know when that'll be. It might be 1,000 years. It might be 100. But, yeah, being able to forecast future climate is very important.
Exactly. Climate change expert Tom Harris has been our guest, executive director of the International Climate Science Coalition. Tom, thank you so much for being with us. It's Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 after the top of the hour right now.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling.
It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We the people.
You see, George, you really had a wonderful life. Don't you see what a mistake it would be to throw it away?
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
And no need to throw it away here, huh? It's the season now. A good time of year. My favorite time of year anyway, all the Christmas music and the warm thoughts and that. Looking forward to being in New York the second week of December. Kind of almost an annual pilgrimage. I love New York at Christmas time. There's just something about it. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. I'm Bill Martinez. You know, this fall, we've got another election that is underway, and it's as important to seniors across the country. It is the Medicare annual election period. Now, this year's Medicare AEP, annual election period, lasts till December the 7th. Now, similar to voting for elected officials, it's important to research all available choices. The first step is selecting the right Medicare plan in reviewing your current health needs, outlining your health goals, and considering what health care needs you may have in the immediate future. This will help you identify whether your current plan still meets your needs in 2017. We're grateful that we have Mark El Tawil. He is the West Division leader for Humana with us right now to help us understand how important it is for us to make sure that we're choosing the right plan. Mark, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Did I say your last name correctly? I'm sorry. Hopefully I did it right.
You got it right on, Bill. Thanks.
Okay, great. Thank you. So when looking for ways to maximize our health care dollars, you suggest that it's always good to comparison shop, right?
Absolutely, and this is the time to do it because, as you mentioned, people with Medicare only have until December 7th to make choices and elections about what their coverage will be for all of next year.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying that We can use online resources to research medical plans that provide the most savings based on your needs and budget. I mean, this is a time to let your fingers do the walking, right?
Oh, absolutely. And for those who are internet savvy and are comfortable using the internet, there are a couple of good resources online. Medicare themselves has a website that's a great resource to research. It's medicare.gov. Mm-hmm. Or if you're interested in understanding what Humana has to offer in your local market, you can go to Humana's website. It's Humana, Humana.com/Medicare. Humana.com/Medicare.
Well, Mark, we're hearing a lot about researching prescription drugs. Can you take a moment and tell us why it's so important and how to best do that?
Yes. Well, first, it's important to remember that Medicare, traditional Medicare, does not cover prescription drugs under the traditional Medicare program. There's a separate program that's available that's the Part D program that allows for prescription drug program coverage. Those are called PDP plans, prescription drug plans. And if you don't buy a prescription drug plan or get a Medicare Advantage plan that includes prescription drug coverage, then your Medicare will not cover your prescription drugs. And that's often the most expensive part and the part of coverage that people need most often. So it's important to know that, A, it's not covered by traditional Medicare, but you can get either a PDP, a prescription drug plan, from a company like Humana in partnership with Walmart for as low as $17 across the country, or you can get a Medicare Advantage plan that includes coverage for your prescription drugs, and those plans are often available at a low premium, many times as low as $0, depending on what coverage you need and your service area.
Now, if you can, explain to everybody, we're going to kind of rewind here just a little bit, but just to make sure that with Medicare AEP open now until the 7th of December, what are the differences between Medicare A, B, C, and D? I know you explained D being the prescription plan, but let's break that down, if you would, please.
Sure. The traditional Medicare plan covers your hospital and physician services with deductibles and a percentage of cost sharing. That's the parts A and B. And like I said, that does not cover prescription drug plans or your pharmaceuticals, and those would be available under a PDP plan covered under Part D of Medicare, or oftentimes, like I said, they're available to be covered under Medicare Advantage programs that are available under the Part C of the Medicare program.
Well, Mark, I really appreciate you breaking this down for everybody. This is most important, and kind of gives them a heads up. Like anything, planning is so critically important, especially with this, because if you can forecast what your needs and have a pretty good idea based on what the previous year what you needed, and forecast any potential changes, this is your opportunity to form fit Medicare for yourself, right?
That's exactly right. Most plans make their changes effective on January 1st for the next year, and so it's important to reevaluate what your needs are, because even if you have a plan today that meets your needs this year, that plan may have changed in a way that it doesn't meet your needs as well as some other plans might next year. So this is a great time of year to sit down and assess what your needs are, understand what changes have happened with the plans that you do have, and go and do some research and see if there are other plans that would better meet your needs.
Exactly.
So, like I said, you've got until December 7th to make an election for your coverage for next year, and the couple of great online resources are Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare.
Well, Mark, let me ask you again to expand a little bit on why someone should consider a Medicare Advantage plan if Medicare is already available to anyone over the age of 65.
Right. Well, first and foremost, there's additional coverage and benefits that are available through Medicare Advantage plans that are not available through traditional Medicare. Like I said, many Medicare Advantage plans offer prescription drug coverage as just part of the plan coverage, and those plans are often available for zero premium in many areas. And in addition to prescription drug coverage, they may offer things like gym memberships through a program like what Humana offers called Silver Sneakers. Mm-hmm. They may offer dental and vision coverage. They may offer non-emergency transportation services. So if you need help getting to the doctor's office or getting to the pharmacy to pick up your prescription drugs, they can offer those kinds of programs. And they often have nurse coaching lines, both the kind where you can call in and ask for help, and the kind where if something happens to you and you end up in the emergency room or the hospital, they'll reach out to you and make sure that your care is properly coordinated and you're being taken care of well.
I think people are surprised to realize just how holistic and comprehensive Medicare is. Like you say, the Silver Sneaker programs, there's other programs that are involved that it's not just about health care. You know, it's about your health, even from the, you know, from the very roots of it, and doing things that promote good health so that, you know, you're not having to look at Medicare as just, you know, hey, let me go see a doctor and let me get more prescriptions, right?
That's absolutely right. And we know how important health is. There was just a survey conducted recently that showed that 78% of people who are baby boomers feel that their health was good to excellent. But even though they feel good about their health, fully 60% of them had some degree of difficulty completing just 30 minutes of vigorous exercise daily. So, so there's definitely issues that people have with their health, and it's important to understand what your coverage can do for helping you achieve the best health. And so you do get to spend time with your family and continue to remain independent.
Yeah, kind of like what we talked about, I think, last time, Mark. I love Yogi Berra saying is that if I knew I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself. And there's just something, maybe that's inbred in baby boomers. A lot of them are much more serious and are taking better care of themselves. And this is what this health survey pointed to. Where can they go for more information, Mark?
Again, a couple of good resources online. If you're facile with the Internet, you can go to Medicare.gov. Or you can go to humana.com/Medicare, and Humana is spelled H-U-M-A-N-A. Or you can just call Medicare directly. Their 800 number, their toll-free number is 1-800-MEDICARE.
Well, Mark Eltowil is the Vice President and the West Division Leader of Humana's Medicare Division. Hey, Mark, good stuff here. Thank you so much for coming on and bringing it all to light, okay?
Thanks for having me on. Enjoy your trip to New York.
Okay, you got it. Medicare AEP, remember, lasts until December the 7th. That is the open enrollment period for Medicare. Go to this website, check them out, and, you know, take Mark's advice. Good stuff for you. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 19 before the top of the hour.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Getting America back on track.
One thing about trains, it doesn't matter where they're going. What matters is deciding to get on.
Merry Christmas!
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just wait, like me fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Let us know your thoughts. B. Martinez live. Get involved in the conversation. It is time for the one and only Bob Waliszewski, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture, Director of Focus's Plugged In Department. Robert, how are we doing?
Hey, Bill. Happy Monday. My goodness, we've just gotten through Turkey Day and a long Thanksgiving weekend, and here we are hitting it, and almost in December. It's hard to believe.
I know. While you were fooling around in Hawaii, I don't know if your ears were burning, but we were talking all kinds of warm thoughts about you. My nephew. I was on the west side of Florida. He was in a championship football game that we went to enjoy and cheer him on, and they won. I will tell you that. But one of the things that he brought up is, out of nowhere, I mean, without any prompting, we were talking about going to see a movie, and he goes, "Oh, I don't make a decision without checking Plugged In." I go, "Really?" I mean, you know, so it was interesting to get his anecdotal information and response and his reliance on Plugged In. And this is what America does, is they check PluggedIn.com and get the movie reviews. And, this helps them to make sure that their entertainment dollar is appropriately invested.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Bill, for saying that and sharing that story. And listeners, if you have never been to PluggedIn.com or have never downloaded our phone apps, either for the iPhone or the Android, and you just kind of do movies by the seat of your pants or by some family or friend's recommendation, and you get burned all the time or regularly, and you're like, there's got to be a better system. There is. That's why we do what we do at PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate that.
Well, no, hey, well, thank you for all the work that you're doing there at Focus on the Family. Being a part of what needs to be heard in this culture that has kind of unhinged itself, Robert. I mean, they wonder why we're off track. And I say, well, it's because, it's like the Bible says that without a vision, people will perish. And what it also refers to is cast off restraint. If there's no restraint and we're willy-nilly all over the place, well, then you find yourself going to the wrong movies, wasting your money, having your children indoctrinated with information that you would no more allow anybody else to come in and, for example, just bring in a whole bucket of trash and just dump it right into the middle of your living room, right?
Yeah, or would you allow someone to come in your living room and have physical intimacy within your living room? And the answer is, of course not.
Yes, of course.
But people do it all the time via their television sets and in movies that they've rented via Netflix and whatever. And so we're not trying to be people's conscience. We're not trying to play the part of the Holy Spirit, but we are trying to, and we've been doing it for 25 years now, trying to call and rally especially people of faith to say, hey, the God of the universe really has an opinion. Have you ever thought of that? Right. And I know people, a lot of people haven't. And I know that because I was one of them,
right.
You know, 30, I can't even remember, 30 some odd years ago when I was a youth pastor, I was taking my kids to things and letting them listen to things when we went on the church bus that were totally inappropriate because I just didn't have a feeling of how the God of the universe cared about that.
Right.
And so I know there's a lot of people like me who just need a little nudge and go, oh, you're kidding me. Really? God cares? He does. He does.
Well, God cares, and people who have been there and done that care. Bob, you know, we know what's around the bend. We've crashed into those cement walls and injured ourselves and our family members because of our, you know, after the fact, we look at it as recklessness. You know, going into it, we think, oh, hey, well, you know, everybody's doing this. It's all kind of good. You know, I'm not as bad as, you know, we get in that comparative and we think it's all okay. And even if you are in Christian ministry or even if you're as far away from Christian ministry as you can be, but you love your kids and you want them to realize the best that they can. And so when you come into a relationship with the God of the universe and you go, wow. I mean, here is the designer of who I am. A number one question that I would say almost 100% of people have is, who am I? Why am I here? And when they really ask that question and pursue it and find out that who they are and where their identity comes from, that it doesn't come from, the music they hear on the radio or some hero du jour, some prominent sports star, but it comes from the God of the universe who created the heavens and the earth. I mean, that's pretty powerful. And when you also understand that he has thoughts. He has thoughts toward us every day, Bob. He's thinking about us.
Exactly.
And
well, I think that,
it's amazing, you know?
Yeah, well, before we get to pick off some individual titles and kind of what Plugged In has said about it, just one more thing along this line. Jesus once told his disciples that part of living a life that would honor him would be a life of denial. I want you to deny yourself, to take up your cross, and follow me daily. You know, now, denial probably wasn't popular then. I'm sure people kind of looked at him funny and said, well, what do you mean? You know, what are you talking about here? And then 2,000 years later, we're still doing that. We're still kind of looking funny and going, oh, what do you mean deny? I don't want to deny myself. I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. And I don't want anybody to tell me there's some limits or some boundaries out there. But when it comes to entertainment, which is my little area, my expertise, again, I believe the God of the universe does call us sometimes to say, hey, you may have everybody at the water cooler that you meet at work watches Game of Thrones and Westworld, but I want you to deny yourself and take up your cross and don't watch it because it's pornographic. And if you indulge in stuff that's that pornographic, it's going to affect your mind. It's going to affect your thoughts. It's probably going to affect your behavior. And don't say that you won't be affected because you cannot watch that kind of stuff and not be affected.
Well, Bob, we know sadly, based on recent research, once again, how rampant pornography is. And dare I say, in the pews of every Saturday and Sunday church. So
even
we're
among pastors.
We're not sitting here, you know, trying to be hypocrites and say, look, we've got, there's two things. You talk about denial. The other is submission. We don't want to submit to anything. But the fact of the matter is that if we do not submit, if we do not deny, we will make the wrong choices. We will follow the wrong leaders because God warned us to be submissive, but to be submissive to the right things, the godly things in life. Because the fact of the matter is that somebody's always leading. Even though you may yourself consider yourself a leader, there is somebody ahead of you in the line.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to get into this because this all lays the foundation of what Focus on the Family is all about, what our radio show is all about. why I'm so grateful, I got to tell you, Bob, that we are an independent entity, that we're not beholden, because I got to tell you, there are some radio networks that would not allow this conversation. I'd have been taken off the air probably about 7 minutes ago, if not sooner, but just certainly this conversation would have been greatly criticized and scrutinized, certainly. So I'm glad that we could have this conversation even now, even under all the threats, the prevailing threats that exist. But this is important that we fight back, not because it's about us. It's about you, ladies and gentlemen. It's about your very souls. It's about your soul, the souls of your children, your grandchildren. That's what this is about and where my heart's at. And I know Bob's the same way. Hey, let's talk about Disney. Boy, Disney's had a great year. Moana's at the top of the list, huh? Wow, big numbers.
So the animated with Rock Johnson, Moana, came out. No surprise that it's the number one film in the nation. It's made $81 million since it opened, and it opened Wednesday. Most films open on Friday, but with Thanksgiving being Thursday, it was a day early. We see that every single year. We gave the film probably a generous 4 out of 5. That's a good score. Mm-hmm. I say generous because here's my thought. It's built on a unique Polynesian mythology that I think people of faith actually can navigate much easier than people who have no faith. Mm-hmm. An island teen all her life has heard the cry from the ocean, is what she kind of says. The ocean is calling me. And then she hears from her grandma a story about a shape-shifting demigod named Maui, and he's done some mischievous things, and she feels a call to set things right. So she goes off on this voyage across the sea to find Maui and do that. Now, because it's based in this Polynesian mythology where you have gods saying this and a mm-hmm. demigod that's part of the main story, I know there are some people who are going to go, oh, I would want to take my kids to that. And I totally get it, but I think this one actually could probably be a pretty good teaching tool mm-hmm. for younger kids of because there are some issues, but they're not so major that people of faith can't talk their kids through them and mm-hmm. to navigate them. So that's why I say a little generous for if people wouldn't talk about it with their kids, I wouldn't be as crazy about it. But if they're willing to, and I think they should always be willing to and should, then Moana ranks at 4 out of 5. Pretty good score.
Definitely opens up the conversation, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, when we think Greek mythology, do we want to keep our kids never to learn anything about Greek mythology all their lives? No. There needs to be a sense of, you know, Hercules and Zeus and a little bit about those stories. And Moana is kind of like a Zeus-Hercules type story, if you will.
How about Fantastic Beasts? We've got about 40 seconds left here.
Okay. Well, I thought the opening of the film was pretty light and pretty lighthearted. The ending of the film, the last 4 minutes, was pretty incredible, and I really liked it. Mm. Everything in between was very dark and actually pretty difficult to follow. So I'm not a big fan of Fantastic Beasts from a family perspective as well. We weren't a fan and gave it a mere 2.5 out of 5. It's done well, $156 million in its 2-week run. No surprise, J.K. Rowling's. It's a prequel to Harry Potter, by the way, mm-hmm. for our listeners who are not aware. So not a surprise it's doing well.
Well, focus on the families. Bob Walaszewski, go to PluggedIn.com for all the information. Thank you, Robert.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.